Welcome back to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket, Michigan beats Michigan State yesterday, 82-72, their 99th win when they play each other. 81 wins for Michigan State, if you're wondering.
I'm wondering if Daniel Bryan is okay with them changing his yes chant to miss.
Really?
Yeah.
They were chanting the miss?
Yeah, they were going miss, miss, miss.
That during free throws?
Yeah.
Huh. Was FedEx Pope there? Did we see FedEx Pope? Is he still in attendance?
I honestly don't know. I don't know who FedEx Pope is.
He's a guy dressed as a Pope.
Tonio, who's FedEx Pope? You know him personally.
He's a guy
right?
dressed as a Pope?
Except for on the top, instead of the big white hat, he has a FedEx box.
Oh. I don't think I saw him on TV. That or Gus Johnson was outshining him. I don't know, one of the two. Oh!
You never know. All right, well, that killed my headphones for some reason. All right, there they are.
Gee, I have no idea why.
Yeah. So we got to look ahead, and we have to look as Maryland, they didn't play. Their last game was on Thursday. They're 3-3 in the conference, 47th in the RPI. Michigan, obviously 4-2 in the conference, 15-4 overall. They are tied for third, but they're beating Michigan State because they already beat them. Only trail Purdue and Ohio State. Purdue 6-0, 7-2 overall, 9th in the RPI. Ohio State 5-0 in the conference, 14-4 overall, 25th in RPI. Where does Michigan land? Where do you have them right now at the end of all this? Before we get to the postseason tournament, where do you have Michigan? Do you have them first, second, third? I did hear during this our last segment some talk of maybe winning it outright. Your guys' thoughts on where Michigan will end up. Miz, you're first.
I think they probably end up third. I just think Michigan's got a tough road battle against Purdue. You can kind of hope that they can pull it off on the road and kind of get redemption from what happened earlier this week. And then Ohio State, for some reason, Ohio State is kind of being overlooked, I think, by a lot of these polls. Same with Michigan as well. But I think Michigan probably ends up come Big Ten tournament time finishing third.
Third? Well, before we get to the Big Ten tournament, you got him as a third seed.
Yeah, as number three in the Big Ten tournament.
Matt Leach, where do you have him, Matt?
I could see us, going into the season, everyone thought, and I would still argue that maybe the two most talented teams are Michigan State and Purdue. I think both of them have shown that they do have some weaknesses. So I would say, in all likelihood, I see us finishing, and I agree with Miz, probably in that third spot. But I could see us finishing anywhere from 2-4 because I think Ohio State has proven that they're tougher and better than a lot of teams expected them to be. Bates Diop he's an NBA player. He is a scoring machine. Still, I'm pretty sure he's still leading the Big Ten in scoring. But the two teams up top, only losing by 1 point earlier in the week to Purdue and then beating Michigan State, we've shown that they're not as invulnerable as we thought they were. Both those teams, I think most of the Big Ten thought were far ahead of the rest of the other 12 teams, where now we realize maybe they're not. So I can see us sneaking up into that second spot, but in all likelihood, I probably see us finishing third.
Tonio, you like third as well for Michigan to finish in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think that's probably the most likely, but I think we could do number two. I mean, I think we've got one more game each between Ohio State and Purdue. So I think if we win both of those, that should put us in pretty good position for number two. But yeah, man, Ohio State and Purdue, they really look good. I mean, Purdue is, I think, on a 13 win streak at this point. They're undefeated still in the conference. Ohio State's undefeated in the conference. It's a good Big Ten this year. It's a really good Big Ten.
All right. And Jacob, where do you have them? Do you say third as well?
I'm going to say fourth. Ooh. Mainly. Ooh. Because the main reason, Ohio State's got a much easier schedule the rest of the way. I think they only have one ranked opponent, and it's on the road at Purdue. They also do have the game at Michigan, so I think that'll kind of be the deciding factor in late February. But again, kind of like the other guys, I can kind of see them ranging anywhere from 2-4. I'm going to say four. I'll say Purdue wins. Michigan State will be second, Ohio State third, then Michigan.
Yeah, like Jacob said, only one meeting between Purdue and Ohio State this year. In fact, I guess the very early, way too early bracketology has actually got Ohio State as the number 9 seed, even though 5-0 in conference, 14-4 overall. to me, I'm not trying to make a claim for Ohio State being a great team. I'm just saying,
becoming a Buckeye.
I'm not. I'm just saying
sounds like a Miz.
The thing is the way that their record looks right now and the way they've been playing in the Big Ten. I think a lot of these bracketology pros or foes or whatever you want to call them. Yeah, you know, I think they're kind of underselling a lot of the Big Ten, especially Ohio State being, you know, right now is number 9 seed. I think that, to be honest with you, I think that's kind of a sham right there. I kind of wonder where they put Michigan at.
Well, I thought Michigan was an 8 or a 9 too on the opposite side.
Yeah, I believe going into yesterday when they were showing Lenardi's bracketology or some of the other ones, they had us going in as an 8 seed. But you figure with that win yesterday that we would probably jump up. You know, again, there's a lot of basketball left to be played. Michigan State was considered probably a 1 seed going into yesterday. We'll see how that ends up for them. But, you know, I don't know. Looking at the Big Ten schedule, Purdue plays Michigan State again, and they play Ohio State again. You know, besides the big four, I guess, in the Big Ten right now, I just don't think that the other teams are all that strong. You know, Rutgers, Iowa, Illinois, those are the bottom feeders.
So that was my next question to all of you. And Matt, I'll let you answer first since I cut you off because, you know what, no. I want to ask my question.
Hey, it's your show, baby. I'm just here.
Is it the top four and the rest? Or is there a team that's right now 3-2 or 3-3, 2-3 that could sneak up there and be a 5-team race? Because really it looks like, you have Purdue, Ohio State. I'm still on the fence about them, even though they are 5-0. Michigan State, like you said, we saw Michigan 1 point away from really, you know, they easily could have beat Purdue. We could be talking a different thing now. But is it the four, is it the top four, and then the rest of the conference? Or is there someone else missing that we're not talking about that needs to be included? Or are we just leaving it just plain and simple? It's Purdue, Ohio State, Michigan, and then the rest of those guys are all battling after that.
I mean, in terms, I think, of actually contending for the Big Ten, I think it would be between those four, because there are some other teams that I think will sneak up and win games. Maryland has a lot of quality freshmen. Minnesota, they were a team that everyone was expecting to be one of the best in the Big Ten, contend for a Big Ten title. So they have some talent on that team. They've been, in my opinion, underperforming, so they could kind of sneak up. But in terms of actually contending, you know, I would have to slightly disagree. I think just overall from top to bottom, this is a down year for the Big Ten compared to some other seasons that we've had. Like, I know going back to the year that Michigan went to the finals in 2013, I mean, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, those were all top 5, top 10, top 15 teams. Where this year, we've only got a few in there. But, you know, you look at Indiana, Maryland, again, Penn State, you know, they might be able to sneak up and win a game here or there, and I bet you that they will get an upset, especially Maryland. I really do like their talented freshmen that they have. But in terms of actually contending for the Big Ten championship here, I think it's pretty much a 4-team race.
All right, Tonio, defend you. Earlier you said that this is a very strong Big Ten. You know, Matt Leach is saying elsewise. Why do you think this is a strong Big Ten compared to other years?
Well, I think, I do agree generally that at this point for the title, it's between these top four teams. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think if you look at Indiana, you look at Maryland, even like Penn State, Nebraska, I think they all have potential here to have some upsets. I mean, I don't think that that Ohio State, Purdue, and Michigan State are so far ahead of the rest of the conference here that it's just going to be undefeated for those four teams just against the other, you know, whatever 10 teams in the conference. I mean, I think there's still going to be some really good games here. And while we might not be quite as strong overall of a conference, I think Matt's right there as we were. What was that? What year was that? 2013?
Yeah, that was, you know, just one example of a
year. Yeah, but I still think that we're probably stronger than a lot of the other conferences this year. I mean, I think we're still going to see, I think we'll see at least four teams in the tournament.
Only four?
No, at least. Like, we'll see.
At least. You're saying four for sure, and you don't know who else could be in or out. Because I think Lenardi had Minnesota as one of the four teams
the
out.
Last four. Yeah, last four out or in?
Out. Okay. Out, I believe. So that's kind of scary. Obviously, their RPI is 84th. So, Miz, out of the top, you have the top four. We've already put that in. Who is that fifth place team then? Who do you think? Do you think Maryland Indiana, or is it someone below that? Maybe Wisconsin. I mean, they're 9-9 right now, and then Minnesota, they're hanging around. They still have a chance. I believe Lynch is now back for him after they only suspended him one game for his allegations, which should be gone for the year. But one game, it's a Patino.
Yeah, it should be more than just a one-game suspension for that, but that's for a conversation for a different time. I think if you're looking...
Later on, maybe? Can we talk about it?
Maybe later on.
Tonight?
Yeah. Maybe, I would say probably your fifth-place team, if you're kind of going with it. I mean, I'd probably say it probably will come down to either Indiana or Maryland. I think Indiana, even though the 3-2 in conference, 10-7 overall, I think Maryland may edge them out just by a hair. I think Maryland would be able to make the tourney as well right now, even though their resume not that impressive of a resume. I believe they lost to St. Bonnie earlier on in the season, and they've also lost to Syracuse, who not to shun Syracuse or the Fighting Boeheims, but they're not the Fighting Boeheims of the past. I think that there's a potential of 5, maybe 6, depending if like a lower seed in the tournament ends up winning like Michigan did this past year, where like maybe a 7 or 8 seed, maybe a 6 seed, you know, wins the Big Ten tournament. That would be the only
way.
Where
they kind of crash the party.
Exactly.
Crash.
I think that's the only way you'd be able to do it. Yeah, plane crash the party.
Yeah,
but I think that's the only way you get more than 4 in the tourney. I do think you probably get 5 with Maryland included in.
All right. Jacob, who's the one guy in Michigan they cannot lose right now?
Mo Wagner.
Really? You think it's Mo, even though he was out a few?
Yes.
Okay.
After the way he played. Why would you? You know what? Whatever.
I was thinking it's, Mar, but.
God damn. Jay-Z, you always do this to me.
No, I ask your opinion. That's all. You know, I'm just saying, okay.
Well, here I was gearing up for the questions you asked those three.
No, I know. I was going to say, answer those as
you're,
well.
You're the worst. Jay-Z. You're the worst.
No, I ask you a question plus the questions you've already asked.
I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So, Reggie Lynch, so is he being allowed to play as he appeals these allegations or whatever, or appeals the suspension? You said he's coming back.
I believe it was
back.
One game, and then they brought him back.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though this happened in April of 2016, these allegations, you can look up yourself.
Yeah, because I thought he was gone. Like, they completely sent him away from the program, but...
Yep, but he's a Patino coach.
So he's welcome back with open arms, I'm sure.
He's welcome back, because they need his 10 points, 8 rebounds a game. They're missing him in the middle, because if they're going to have a chance to get the playoffs, they're going to need a guy like that. So they'll look at that afterwards, more likely, and decide if there's any fate after the basketball season when he's done playing for University of Minnesota.
Yes. Okay, so...
Answer your other questions that I asked them.
So if Reggie Lynch ends up playing, they would probably be my fifth team.
Okay.
I don't necessarily like Maryland, or Indiana, really. Both of them have big injuries to big-time players. Indiana has seen, like, I think 3 or 4 separate season-ending injuries, so I think Indiana will falter, especially in Archie Miller's first year. I think kind of the hope for everyone, at least around the Big Ten, is that, like, Northwestern would have followed up after last year's performance, going to their first ever NCAA tournament. They've really struggled this year as well, so I don't feel too confident picking them either. So I guess I'll say Minnesota, but I think, if they come to their senses and send Reggie Lynch away, I don't even know if you can consider that. I honestly think this is 4 teams coming out of the Big Ten right now. The other teams really don't strike me as, maybe bubble teams for some, but I really don't see a kit, too strong of a case for more than 4 teams at this point. Now, mind you, there's a lot that could still happen, but that's just how I see it right now.
All right, and then as far as do you see Michigan after that big win yesterday? Any chance of them, because it's quick turnaround. We know Mo was injured, was maybe not going to play the game, but they helped him pretty much get ready for the game, and you saw what he did. Obviously, we know, adrenaline gets pumping in. Do you think there's any, maybe ill signs that maybe Michigan could drop against Maryland tomorrow night?
Maybe. You always kind of have those games, especially, at least during the, the weeknight games, sometimes you falter. And let's be honest, it's going to happen. Now, they're on the road, right, in Maryland?
Yep.
Okay. I personally don't think they'll fall to Maryland. Maryland's really struggled these last few games. Again, those injuries have really hurt them. Justin Jackson, the biggest one. He's a near double-double guy. So really, the only offense they have comes from their point guard, Cohen. And they got a shooter, Kevin Herter, who can light it up. I don't see them losing to Maryland.
Monday's at home.
It is at home?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see them losing to Maryland. Again, Maryland's just had such struggles with, you know, with injuries and everything. And they've been getting lit up the last couple games, too. So we'll see.
All right. And you guys think that they have a chance at losing against Maryland at home in Chrysler Center?
I don't think so. I think you're kind of riding you're riding the streak right now, even though it's only one game. You can kind of take the very close loss to Purdue as almost a victory. So I think they can pull those should be able to pull this one off.
Matt Leach, can you give me a woo and then go ahead and give me an answer?
Woo! I would say it is possible. You have a big win over your rival, you know, a top five team in the country. It is possible to come, I don't want to say overlook Maryland, but just still be riding high, being a little maybe overconfident after that win. I think that that's a possibility where maybe the game might be a little closer than we think it should be after beating Michigan State, but I don't see Maryland upsetting us this weekend, or excuse me, this week.
All right, Tonio, what's Michigan State's next game, and what do you think, who's going to win that one? It's Indiana again. It looks on Fox Sports. It's going to be on Friday. Your thoughts on Michigan State, Indiana?
Well, I mean, I would expect that Michigan State would win, but I don't know. I mean, the way they've been playing recently, I think Indiana has a chance.
So you're telling me I should call my bookie and put money on this?
No, I wouldn't put money on it. I would not say I'm confident that Michigan State is, you know, just going to like run the table like I would have been even a couple days ago.
All right. And any chance Maryland beats Michigan tomorrow?
I think there is a chance. I think it's a short turnaround for both teams because I think Maryland and Ohio State, that was Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah. So, you know, I think there's a chance, but I think being at home helps. And then, you know, just the way that we've sort of been playing recently now, we're on a bit of a roll here. And I think Maryland is, while they might be looking to bounce back from the ugly loss to Ohio State, I think we'll probably pull this one out.
All right. Well, let's take another break. When we come back, I'll ask weird questions that I haven't asked anyone else. It wasn't the playground.